Hello, welcome back to Coach Enya Below the Bar podcast. So this episode is obviously me running through my entire photo shoot prep journey. So I got you to ask me questions on the whole sitch. So I have a list of them here. So there was obviously a lot of repeat questions. So I just narrowed them down. So everyone was very curious. A couple of people thinking of doing a photo shoot or are in the midst of one. And then just people who were genuinely curious. So how am I feeling now that it's over and done with? So a couple of things I wasn't expecting to feel was, I feel like I have like this identity crisis going on at the minute because my life was like built around it for the last 5 months. Like it was my primary focus and then it just comes and goes and it's done. And it's like, you know, I have all this time back on my hands now. I literally don't know what to be doing. Like, I obviously took the weekend off. I haven't trained since Tuesday. Like, it's Sunday now. And, you know, it's been great as well. Like, I don't have aches and pains in my body anymore. And I've obviously more energy and stuff like that because I'm back to eating like a normal human being again. But, yeah, it's weird. It's kind of like a come down feeling where it's just over now. You know, all that momentum been building up for the last 5 months. And don't get me wrong, I'm incredibly proud of myself. And it's a very rewarding experience. But yeah, there's just a sense of, I don't know, like I imagine what it's like when you're pregnant and you're carrying a baby for 9 months and your life is just solely built around that for 9 months, you know, going to appointments, having to live a certain way, like be off the drink, etc. as well. And then the baby comes and it's like suddenly it's not about being pregnant anymore. Like I know like postpartum depression is a thing, but Jesus, these are like worlds apart. I wouldn't even compare my photo shoot journey to that. But yeah, it's a bit weird. It's like when you're looking forward to a holiday for so long and then it comes and then before you know it you're home and you're like, oh well, we've nothing else booked now, you know. I just feel a bit of a come down, to be honest. But look, that's normal, and I could have regrets where I could have, you know, not enjoyed the photo shoot day, where things could have gone wrong. I maybe didn't get the look I wanted to achieve, but there's nothing I would change, to be honest. Like, I think I got the look I wanted to achieve. And, you know, people were asking me, why did I do it? Because for the past 2 years, I've been working on myself and, you know, I was always like a binge drinker, bingey or lazy bitch. And then I actually decided to just change my lifestyle. Because I was like, this is not a diet I need. Like, this is a complete lifestyle change. And, you know, I've been in the gym. I don't train every day. Like, I train about 5 days a week, but I've been in the gym consistently for the last 2 years, building muscle. You know, I've done a couple of calorie deficits, but this time I actually wanted to see what was under the hood, all the muscle that I've built over the last 2 years. And in order to see that muscle, like, you have to have a low body fat percentage. So that was obviously a byproduct of having that look. And I was delighted to say that I achieved that. And, you know, I'm so happy. Like, the pictures have been sent over to me. So, like, he takes them all on the day. The shoot was up in Belfast. It was Stephen Black is the name of the photographer, and he's just so good at what he does. He really is. Like, one of the questions was, did you have to practice posing? No, like, he just gives such great cues. He's like, okay, so pop your arm here and, you know, point your toe here. And he's just so good at giving direction. Like, he's the GOAT of fitness photo shoots. He really is. Like, his actual studio has like a makeshift gym in it, so like, yeah, it's designed specifically for fitness photo shoots. But yeah, he's just a lovely guy and he's just so good at what he does, and he just makes you feel so comfortable. Like, I was even saying at one stage, you ever get tired of seeing women in the nip? And he was just laughing. He's like, oh, you know, I just see right through it now at this stage. But like, photo shoots, you know, I'm not trying to glamorize, you know, getting to a low body fat percentage, but photo shoots aren't just for that either. Like, you might see it as a challenge to finally feel comfortable in front of a camera. And, you know, that doesn't mean that you have to have a low body fat percentage or look a certain way. Like, maybe that's just a goal for you to get a couple of, you know, cool photos taken. Maybe you and a friend or something like that, or a group of girls. It doesn't matter what shape or size you are, but to just bare all. And that's what it is. You're being really vulnerable in front of the camera. Like, I'm not the type of girl that goes around taking pictures with our arse hanging out. Like, I'm just not that girl. But when I was in a setting like that, and it's like, you know, really professional, and yeah, it was just a really cool experience. But yeah, I've obviously been out over the weekend. I've had a couple of drinks and, you know, I've had a couple of off-plan meals. I don't like calling them cheat meals because you shouldn't have to cheat on anything. But yeah, I've enjoyed meals. The first meal I had was a pizza. I had like a margarita with the pizza. That was nice, you know, to have that with my boyfriend after not being able to eat or drink with each other like for the past 5 months. And then the following evening, I had a meal out with my friends. And then yesterday, I was at a communion party and I was obviously enjoying the food there too. And I had a couple of drinks. So, what were some of the things that I noticed over the last 3 days? So, when you go from extreme restriction, because that's what a photo shoot essentially is, like there's like no room for balance. Like I still included foods that I enjoyed every day, obviously just portion control. And you know, you do have to make some sacrifices. Like you can't have a share size chocolate bar. You just have to opt for the smaller one, like the snack bar, things like that. But what did I notice? The sensation of not feeling full. So that can be a slippery slope. Like for example, having a meal and being like, I could put away another one of these easily. Like I had a lasagna and chips when I was out with my friends and I'd be like, I still don't feel full. Like I could actually eat another one of these. And then you're like, well, I get a dessert. And then you're like, not that there's anything wrong with that, but you're like, and yet you don't need to be getting a dessert. Like you've just eaten an entire meal, like, and you had a dessert yesterday with your pizza. It's like a demon has been let out of a cage and it's trying to tell you like you're not full, keep eating, like you have to constantly be checking in with yourself, being like, no, kill the jets. You've worked hard these last 5 months. Yes, you will start gradually putting on a bit of weight again, but it doesn't have to be rapidly. And you know, you need mental resilience for that as well. And the hardest part as well about this photo shoot prep is coming out of it. It can go one way or the other. You can come out of it gracefully. Look, enjoy a few days off. You've worked hard for it, you know, enjoy a few meals, you know, tasty treats and stuff. But does that mean that you have to do that for like 3, 4, 5 weeks after? No. Like, you know, I can't wait now to get back into a routine of just loving the gym again, because towards the end of it, it just felt like a chore then, and I was miserable and I was like, you know, fatigued and cranky. And I can't wait to just go to the gym again and make it feel like a hobby and enjoy it. You know, look forward to going to do my training and enjoy my walks and not have like lactic acid building up my legs. But yeah, that was something that I noticed. The sensation of not feeling full. Like I could easily like have another lasagna here if I wanted to, you know, like that's what it feels like. And then alcohol, yeah. So I was drinking over the weekend. And to be honest, lads, like I felt like I was forcing the drink into me. Like I haven't been missing anything. I really haven't. I just remember how I felt over these last 5 months mentally. My head was clearer. I was less anxious. I got so much more work done. And I know that's because I wasn't drinking alcohol. And then to, you know, be out this weekend, have a good time, have the crack with the friends, give time back to them, you know, my other half, my family. You know, that was great, but I just feel like I can't wait to just go back off drink again. Like I'm going away in 2 weeks to Portugal and for a week, and I'm really not looking forward to just drinking over there. I'm not, and I know like I probably will have a few drinks, but because I'm going with like three other people and like they're going to be drinking, and I'm already like considering when I come back to go off it again, because I just remember how great I felt when I wasn't drinking. And yeah, my relationship with it has just completely changed. Like it really has. I honestly felt like I was forcing it into me over the weekend, for the sake of it, because, oh well, you know, I haven't drank in 5 months, so like what's seldom is wonderful now and I'll appreciate it more. But I genuinely just feel like I wasn't missing anything, you know, by not drinking. And I just can't wait to get back to a routine now of going back to the gym and using that to make me feel good, and you know, not using drink to give me cheap dopamine and stuff. I just can't get back to it. I can't wait to get back to a normal routine. And that doesn't mean fat loss. It means like just, you know, waking up early in the morning like I was anyway during this prep, and reading my Kindle with my coffee and getting my steps in the morning time and going to the gym in the afternoon and just focusing on work and stuff. And, you know, obviously I have a lot of time back now. So, you know, I can use that now to put my focus into other projects. But anyway, we will get into the questions. So we are nearly 10 minutes in here. So yeah. Excuse me. So, would I do it again? No. And I don't mean that as if, like, oh my God, it was a horrific experience. Like, Jesus, I've learned so much about myself. And, you know, again, I can do hard things. And I got really cool photographs out of it. And they will be with me in about 2 weeks' time as well. Like, he sends them over to you, pick out 15 of them, and then he'll, like, you know, edit them and stuff like that and make them look a bit more professional and send them over. But I don't feel like I need, that's not something that I have to do every year, you know. I did it last year, it was a 9-week one and I kind of eased myself in, but this one was a completely different ball game. And even my own coach said it, he was like, you don't need to do another one, not for another few years anyway. It's a time consuming process and it takes over your life. It really does. But it's, again, an incredibly rewarding experience. So the short answer, no, I won't be doing it again. Not anytime soon. Not in the next few years anyway. I got what I wanted to achieve. And the thing is, you know, I lost like 10 kg on this over the course of 19 weeks. And I will probably put on a few kilos now gradually over the next few months. But the thing is that if I ever wanted to get back to this physique, I don't have to work as hard now because, you know, I've already lost 10 kg. And if I put back on 5, I'd only have to lose another 5 if I ever wanted to get back to this position. I wouldn't have to work as hard as I have over the last 20 weeks. But again, like, this physique isn't maintainable because I wasn't living, you know, I hadn't got a life essentially for the last 5 months. So in order for me to stay like this, I would have to live like that, and you know, nothing's worth that. But I'll still be in shape for my holiday anyway. Did you drink alcohol at all? Managing social events, etc. How did you do that? So again, I already want to go back off alcohol. And I didn't drink at all during this photo shoot prep. Why would I do that? Like, empty calories, making me feel shit. You know, productivity would be in the gutter, energy would be in the gutter. And I know drinking alcohol in other calorie deficits held me back, held my results back big time in the past. So no, I didn't drink alcohol. And then social events, I actually didn't have a whole lot on. Like, I didn't go out on the bank holidays, like, you know, Easter and Paddy's weekend. Like, I didn't feel like I was missing out on anything. The first couple of weekends were the hardest because I was in a routine of going out a lot. And then eventually it just became like a way of life. But I would just, if I was, you know, out in the pub or something like that, I would just go for a couple of hours. When people started getting messy, I would just go home, you know, and that was it. And it was good to experience, you know, being in those settings and not drinking. But I'm quite introverted, so I found that, you know, my social battery drains very quickly when I'm not drinking and I'm in situations like that. So, like, you know, a couple of hours really did me, to be honest. Am I nervous about reverse diet or food guilt? Yeah, so the reverse diet is where you slowly start decreasing your cardio and slowly start increasing your food rather than going from like 0 to 100 straight away. So, for example, not moving at all. And then, you know, just whacking your calories back up to 2000. And yeah, that's it. That's how you would put it back on rapidly. And that's why you should still have your coach on board afterwards, because people can lose the run themselves. They're like, oh yeah, I don't need you anymore. And then they just go back to old habits. It's like someone getting in shape for a holiday, and then when they come back, they just go back to their old lifestyle and they rapidly put it back on again. So yeah, that's, I'm not nervous about it. I'm looking forward to it. And again, and getting back into a routine and stuff. And food guilt, no, like, people kept asking me, like, when I was at a communion party yesterday, and God, I actually just got sick of talking about it. People just kept asking me about it, and you know, I was delighted obviously, and people were really impressed, and like, you know, they were giving me praise and stuff, and it was lovely. But I did genuinely just get sick of talking about it. But they were like, what did you eat? Like, what type of foods were you eating? And I'm like, I was eating foods that I would eat anyway, even if I'm not in a calorie deficit. I would just portion control, and I would just eat, you know, less portions. And it just came to a position where you have to kind of weigh up, is it worth having 2 biscuits that's going to be 160 calories that you could be spending on pasta or rice that's actually going to fill you, or a chicken fillet? Those are the type of things that you have to weigh up, you know. But I don't get food guilt. Like, I enjoyed the food I ate this weekend, and I was delighted and so happy, and really enjoyed the pizza on the Thursday night. Like, it was just worth the wait. But no, and I know how to rein it back in. I've done multiple calorie deficits, but again, the whole kind of extreme restriction side to a photo shoot prep, the immense sacrifices that you make are very different to a normal calorie deficit. So learning to kind of readjust and come back into society like a normal person, you have to kind of keep checking in on yourself, you know, with the, like, again, never feeling full. I know that's going to wear off after a while once you get back into a routine. Any days where you fell off the wagon? No. There was no days I fell off the wagon. I used to do that in the early days when I would be doing calorie deficits. But because I've done multiple calorie deficits over the last 2 years, I've built up the mental resilience. And that's a slippery slope if you start taking a day off, because then it gets easier to take the next day off. And all of a sudden then it's like, ah, sure, I'll just take another day off. And before you know it, a week has gone by. And I just didn't want that. I really did not want that. And I've practiced that enough to know that it's not going to get me to where I want to be if I'm taking days off. It's all or nothing. That was my mentality. I'm either all in this or I'm not. How did it affect your relationship? So yeah, it did put a strain on our relationship. And you know, my boyfriend did say that to me after the photo shoot. He was like, do you not think this put a little bit of strain on the relationship? And I agree, like, you know, date nights were extremely limited. And he bit his tongue for like the whole 5 months. And, you know, he would always be out walking with me and stuff like that. And we just had to do things that weren't drinking food related. And it is shit in a sense, like, you know, because that is what a lot of date nights are built around, like going for a drink or going for food, you know, like a lot of the things that human beings do to socialize is built around food and drink. So we had to find other things to do. And, you know, he's not going to go to a restaurant by himself. He kind of needs his partner for that, you know. So, yeah, it did put a strain on the relationship. And also, like, towards the end of it, like, you are so fatigued, you're so cranky, like, your sex drive is, like, there's just none there. Like, it's the last thing on your mind. So, you know, like, that kind of, like, starts happening then towards the end of it. We are just like, oh, I couldn't imagine anything worse now. I've spent, like, 90 minutes on a Stairmaster today. Get away from me. Like, do you know what I mean? So yeah, towards the end, like that kind of like does put a strain. But look, again, I knew it was only temporary, and I knew like, oh, we're going to have the rest of the summer to enjoy ourselves. We're going off on holiday. I'm going to give time back to you. And you know, we can go to concerts, we can go out for food. We already have another meal booked next Friday. Yeah. And just getting back to normality now and being able to like have the crack with him again. Did I ever think of giving up? No, absolutely not. Like, that photographer has to show up on the day no matter what. Like, he doesn't care what shape or size you're in. Like, you show up to that studio, he doesn't care what shape or size you are. But you do. And you'll know that you didn't give 100%. You're like, why did I invest all this time in this to only half-arse it? Like, giving up was not an option. It wasn't. It wasn't even an option. Like, I wasn't going to give up at all. I was going to give this, you know, my all. And that's it. Like, there was no other alternative. There was no, oh, I'll only give 50%. There was some days where that were harder than others, you know, and I had to really pull my socks up and like get back into the game and stuff, and had to really give myself the mental pep talks. But there was never a stage where I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. Like, I already gave up so much in you know, in life and in many other things. And I just, it started 2 years ago where I was like, right, what would happen if I just didn't give up this time? Every time, like, I went over my calories or couldn't do a workout, what if I just got back up straight away and just kept going, like, just didn't give up? And that trickles down now into anything now that I take on. I'm like, giving up isn't an option. Why would I give up? Like, when you actually follow through on a promise that you make to yourself, you know, that builds confidence and self-belief in your capabilities. And like, it was just an incredibly rewarding experience, and I wanted to experience that at the end of this. I wanted to know I gave it my all, and I did never consider giving up. And what kept me accountable was sharing the journey as well on social media. Like, I'd look like a fraud if I just, you know, chickened out. The only way I would have not gone ahead with it is if like I was seriously injured or something, or if I got really, really ill. That would probably be the only reason. How many hours a week did you exercise? So yeah, again, it's a very time consuming process if anyone was ever thinking of doing one. Like, 4 hours of my day was like devoted to this. So like, an hour, well, probably longer. So like, I did an hour's cardio in the morning. So for the bulk of the journey, it was an hour's cardio in the morning. And then I think maybe 4 or 5 weeks in, it was an extra half hour then that you would do in the afternoon. So an hour in the morning cardio, and then I would probably do 6,000 steps then in between that and my workout. Go to the gym then to do my workout in the afternoon, do 30 minutes cardio after the workout. So, you know, and then all your cooking and stuff, like, it's then do your other 6,000 steps. So it's doing 12,000 steps. Like, that's about 4 to 5 hours a day devoted to this. And then you're trying to juggle everything else in the background. So yeah. And then on rest days, I had 2 rest days where I wasn't working out, and I still had to do an hour cardio on those days. And I just want to put this out there, disclaimer. Why would you go to the gym and copy off my cardio routine? Like, why would you put yourself through that? Again, this is an extremely challenging process, and it's not for the faint-hearted. So if you have never done a fat loss phase or a calorie deficit, and you're listening to this and be like, okay, I'm going to do what Enya done and I look like her. I have literally done multiple calorie deficits and built up the tolerance to do this amount of cardio, and, you know, the mental resilience to get myself through that cardio. Like, it was grueling. And you think on day one you're going to be able to sustain that, you're going to burn yourself out. So do not copy off my cardio routine. And obviously a lot of question was, how many calories was I on? And I'm sure it's not as low as you think it was. I was on, for the most part of the journey, 1,400 calories. And then, you know, you have your cardio on top of that as well and your steps and stuff. And was I ever hungry? No, because I was very strategic with my meals. I would eat at the same meal times every day. I would have sufficient protein with my meals. And again, I didn't spend a lot of my calories on snacks, like empty calories. I'd probably have 100 calorie spare, maybe, like to have a biscuit or a small chocolate bar or something like that, or a cappuccino. Like I had a cappuccino nearly every day. It was an almond milk cappuccino. Like little things like that do help you sustain it, and they do make you less miserable. But you'd be surprised how creative you can get on such low calories. Like you really do, you're just going for the lower calorie options with foods and stuff so you can have more of it, you know, volume. But I would say, yeah, it was tough, but again, it became like a way of life. It genuinely became a way of life. And, you know, I'm looking forward now to being able to eat more food and have my protein bars back. That was the first thing I ate when Stephen said, okay, we're done. I had a protein bar in my pocket. So yeah, I had one of those. And first photo shoot in 5 weeks. Any tips? Last 4 weeks are the hardest. Like physically, I mean, they really are. Lactic acid was building up big time in my muscles just from so much cardio, walking, training. Like your body's literally like, I can't give any more. And you are like, literally, I know, but I have to keep going with this. It's like not an option. Like you're battling through pain those last 4 weeks. Like, you know, when you're doing those last few reps of an exercise and you get that burning sensation in your muscles, that's what it was like when I'd be walking. Like I just kept feeling it in my legs, in my back, in my arms. It was hard. Like that was the hardest part, is the last 4 weeks, especially because, you know, the finish line is in sight. When you're in the midst of it, you're just taking it day by day. You're like taking it, okay, I used to log my food every night in my fitness pal for the following day. And you're like, just get through tomorrow. If I kept looking at the mountain peak thinking I still have 19 weeks ahead of me, like that can like freak you out. So focus on the step in front of you. Just focus on tomorrow. But enjoy the day. When you get there, enjoy it. Take it all in. You know, hook your phone up to the Bluetooth speaker in the studio. Have a playlist. Have the crack. Enjoy it. Like you're going to look at yourself in the mirror in that studio and just be so proud of yourself. And that's what I visualized. I visualized feeling like that. I visualized getting to the place that I wanted to get to. And, you know, just embracing it. And just, I was just bursting with pride. And it comes and goes so quickly. So take it all in. Like I said, you know, it's taken over my life for the last 5 months nearly. And then it just comes and goes so quickly. I actually feel a sense of like an identity crisis, because I'm like, who am I without this now? But I feel like a little bit of a come down as well, because, you know, you've been looking forward to it for so long and then it's just over. So I would say, like, have another goal ready to go. And it's not fat loss related, you know, it might be something like, maybe you might pick up running, maybe you might sign up to a half marathon or something like that, or something to kind of keep the drive in you rather than just being like, well, I have nothing to work towards now, so I'm just going to go back to old habits. Like, make sure you have another goal. Gained any extra knowledge from Adam, who is my coach? Yes, I'm constantly learning from Adam, and I learned loads about photo shoot prep as well, if I ever wanted to coach someone through it too. The whole science to it, especially in the last week, that was another difficult part, is where he gives you a meal plan, like, and it's like there's no sugar free Red Bull or Monster on or cappuccino. It's just black coffee, you know, and it's proper whole foods, no snacks. Like that was tough as well. But I learned so much from him, not only as a client but as a coach too. So yeah, he's changed my life. He really has, working with a coach like Adam. I'm a different person because of him. He plays a big part in that. Was the food part hard? It was just a matter of weighing up what's worth it. Like I said earlier on, have 3 biscuits because I'm having a craving, and then be hungry 20 minutes later. And, you know, now I've wasted calories on those biscuits and I'm not going to be able to have a proper meal now for my dinner because, you know, I have to stay in a calorie deficit. I'm not going to go over my calories. So it's just like weighing up things like that. But again, it just becomes a way of life. What's the goal now? So yeah, just to get back to the gym and get back enjoying it, getting stronger now because I have more food available. And then I was thinking about taking up running just because of the nice weather and stuff. And, you know, try something new. Like literally just try something new and see how I get on with that. But getting stronger and, you know, developing more muscle and stuff, more muscle mass. Just keep ticking away. Nothing too severe anyway for the foreseeable. Again, just want to get back to enjoying the gym. Mantra when finding it hard. So the cardio sessions were grueling. Like they were, like there was just some days where you would fly in, and then there was other days where you felt every minute. But I would say to myself, Enya, like, don't leave any stone left unturned. When you get to photo shoot day, no, like, there was times where, you know, you want to hop off the cardio machine after 20 minutes and you're like, okay, well, this is going to show up on photo shoot day. Like, all those sessions that you skipped are only half-arsed, they're going to show up in the mirror on photo shoot day. And your effort is going to be in that reflection. And I don't want to leave any stone left unturned. That was my attitude. Like, don't let yourself down. Don't let your coach down. I visualized it all. I visualized myself getting to the finish line, getting the look that I wanted to achieve. I'd be on the Stairmaster. I'd be listening to songs that I knew that I would be putting over the reel, because I made a reel about it on my Instagram page. Like, I would visualize everything. And that's something I do in all parts of my life with my career. I visualize myself achieving things and stuff. And yeah, visualization was a huge part of it. Would you ever compete? So, like, that stepping on stage. So a photo shoot, photo shoots actually became popular because bodybuilders who were competing on stage wanted to take photos of themselves, you know, a few days beforehand while they were in like ripped condition. So it's actually just a step down from competing on stage. You're just not competing against anyone. It's just a photo shoot. I don't need to. If I wanted to do it, I could, but I don't need to. It did cross my mind because they have a first timers category actually for the first time. In the Irish ones, and it did cross my mind, but not anytime in the near future. Like, I don't think I'd have a relationship or even friends if I was to take on something like that. It's not something you do every year. Like, some people do make a living out of this. Like, I don't know how they do it. Like, fair play to them, but no, not anytime in the near future. Like, it has taken over my life for the past 5 months. Like, I think I want to try get a couple of years under my belt of just normality before I consider doing something like this again. Again, towards the end, I was just miserable, but I was showing up because I had to. I had to if I wanted to get to that end goal, and perseverance and stuff. Would love to do one, but training for a marathon, yeah, I wouldn't recommend doing a photo shoot and training for a marathon. Like, you're on low calories doing a photo shoot prep, and then you need energy to be able to run a marathon. Like, you need carbohydrates and you need to be eating more food. So it's kind of counterproductive. And like I said, I was fatigued. I was cranky. I was like lacking energy. I was knackered. And then you're trying to like run a marathon feeling like that. Absolutely not. It's not worth it. Nervous about losing the body that you have now. Well, no, like it's inevitable for me to put on about, you know, another few kilos as time goes on. But the good thing is, I mentioned earlier that I'll only be about 3 to 4 kilograms away from this body if I ever want to get back to this stage for like a holiday or something like that, you know. But it's inevitable. Like, when I start increasing my food, like, and decreasing my cardio, like, it's inevitable. It's going to happen gradually and slowly, not rapidly, when I do it right with my coach. But don't get me wrong, I look in the mirror and I think I look amazing. I'm so confident. I've never been this confident in all my life. But it's unsustainable to look like this all year round. It is. But yeah, it will be sad parting with this body, but I know I won't be too far away from it anyway. Realistic amount of weight to lose. So I was losing about 1 pound per week, and you know, over 20 weeks I lost like 19 to 20 pounds. So yeah, I think for the most part, most fat loss phases and deficits aim for about 1 pound a week. So my coach knew how long this is going to take me to get to this position. So he was the one that like laid out the roadmap. He's like, right, we need about 19 weeks for this. And yeah, I just went with him and followed his roadmap, followed his direction. Toughest part of the journey, again, towards the end, the pain, the lactic acid, never felt fatigue like it. Constant food noise. So, you know when you say, oh, I'd love a black BMW, and then all you see around the roads when you're out is just black BMWs. That's what it was like with food. I'd be in the gym and the tellies would be on and it was just food ads. You know, you're just constantly thinking about the day that you finish and what you're going to order to eat and stuff. Like, it's mad. It's a lot. Like, that's all you're thinking about, especially towards the end. But you just know it's not an option. Like, you're all in or you're not, you know. I'll thank myself on shoot day and I'll have no regrets. I was never really hungry. I was very smart with my meal times and stuff. So again, and then very time consuming, 4 hours of my day and having to juggle my businesses in the background. It was mentally stressful, especially when you're tired. And there was days I did feel like crying. I was like, oh my god, like, this is so hard. Like, if you're ever considering doing one, like, it is, there's times where I felt like crying. Like, I was just so mentally fatigued. And then, you know, you're vulnerable in that state too, and your defenses are down, and you know, you can start to spiral and like think it's the end of the world. And There were some bad days like that, but you know, you just have to persevere, and it just makes you more mentally resilient. And skipping sessions and feeling sorry for myself wasn't going to get me to where I wanted to be on shoot day, you know. What cardio did you do? So I explained that earlier. Were my steps separate? Yes. So telltales and steps separately. And then my cardio was on the Stairmaster. Did you ever take any days off or special events? No. Like, this is a full-time commitment. Like, I just, why would I do that, you know? Why would I, sorry, my phone was ringing there. Why would I do that? I was all in or I wasn't. So like, I would have to, when I was on the radio on Saturday mornings, I'd be bringing in my oats rather than like going to the shop and getting a croissant and a coffee and thinking, Ash, well, look, it's Saturday morning. Like, you have to be so prepared, time management, everything. Like, you have to anticipate if your week's going to be busy, where you're going to slot in your workouts. Like, you have to prioritize this. Like, it's like a project. Like, you have to manage your time efficiently. And you know, it's a full-time commitment. So if you have an event, a social event, you have to make sure that you're fed before that, so that way you're not going into that event like really hungry, and then cravings can kick in, and you know, it's hard then, it's uncomfortable then when you're at events and you're genuinely hungry because you didn't have a meal beforehand, and there's people eating around you and stuff. Like, that is hard. So are they expensive? So it's €500. And I think I mentioned this earlier, €500, you get 15 pictures back, you get a 3-hour photo shoot. I was actually half an hour late for it, so like, I only got 2.5 hours, but look, we got quality over quantity, I'll put it that way. The food shop is the most expensive part, because you're constantly eating, because you know, you don't want to be hungry. Like, you're eating 3 meals a day, you're burning through the chicken fillets and the mince and everything, you know, the supplements and stuff like that. Like, that was the most expensive part. Like, I'd say I spent a fortune. I would love to see my bank statement at the end of the year and how much money I have spent in super value. Having boundaries of people who try to deter you. Yeah, there will be people who'll just be like, oh, just have a slice of pizza, or they don't get it, they don't understand, you know, and they'll try drag you down, they'll try get you to have a drink. But you have to have boundaries, because if your arm is easily twisted, like, you ain't gonna last. You have to literally be firm with people and be like, no thank you. Like, you start explaining yourself. But if you have good support systems around you, like friends and family, you know, they understand and they just leave you to it and they don't bother you. And you'll get some people who are just like with the smart comments, and they constantly love talking about it around you and be like, oh, you're probably not allowed to have sugar, are you not? And I'm like, no, like, I have sugar every day. People who are just still stuck in like, you know, 90s diet culture. What was your routine? So my routine was, I would wake up early in the morning around 7 or 8. I would have my first meal at around 11 or 12. I would do my cardio before that. Most days, that's how I would do it. I do my hours cardio before my breakfast. Have my breakfast when I come home. Then I would go for about 6,000 steps. Then I would go back to the gym, do my workout, do my half hour cardio then. Sometimes if I was like, had something on, I would go back in the evening then, do the half hour cardio. They were tough as well, those sessions. We are tired. And I learned to stop doing that because I knew how tired I was in the evening. And then you're going up and you're doing 30 minutes on a Stairmaster and you're like on death's door, like, it's not worth it. So yeah, I would try to do that in the afternoon, and then I would finish off my steps then in the evening. I would have my second meal in between my workout and then my steps, and then my final meal would be around 7 or 8. So that was like my routine, and I stuck to that, and again, it became like a way of life, and that suited me, that suited my lifestyle. Would love to try one. Any tips? Try a regular calorie deficit force, try like a body transformation force, ease yourself in, learn how to conquer your mindset there first, and then you'll feel mentally stronger doing one down the line, because that's what I did. I wanted to jump into one straight away when I started with my coach, and he was like, maybe we'll try like a 12-week transformation force so you can kind of get a taste of what a calorie deficit like feels like, and you know, like the sacrifices that you have to make, and you know, learning to develop better habits. Because if you just jumped into this is the deep end, and you wouldn't last, you'd burn out, you wouldn't be able to deal with it. Like, you need to develop those habits, that mindset, that strong mindset before you take on something like this. So yeah, I would try a regular calorie deficit first. Managing FOMO, so fear of missing out, it just became a way of life. So the first few weekends were the hardest, and then I would forget it was the weekend. Like, I'd be walking around and I'd see people carrying like trays of drink, and I'd be like, it's the middle of the week, and then I'm like, oh wait, it's actually Saturday. So yeah, like, I didn't feel like I was missing out on anything. If anything, I was gaining back time, you know, that I could put into my businesses, or, you know, I'd have more energy. I'd just rather wake up on a Sunday and go to the gym and go for a walk. Like, the dopamine I got from that compared to a hangover was just next to none, you know. So yeah, it's hard at the start, but then you get used to it. Why did I do it? So again, I already answered that at the start. Two, how do you feel about gaining some weight back? Yeah, it will be difficult, but it's also inevitable. And the gold bikini that I was wearing, I got it off Shein. I got a few of my outfits off Shein. And that's pretty much it, lads. That was the bulk of the questions. I hope I've covered everything there. This was kind of a long one. Well, it was only 30 minutes, but that was it. Look, I'm delighted I done it. I'm so happy. I am a bit down now that it's over with. You know, it was my primary focus for such a long time. But look, life moves on. I get to go back now into civilization and eat meals on the weekend and like have a better relationship with my boyfriend, with my friends. And, you know, I'm going to have time back now to focus on other projects and put it into other things and invest time in that. But I wouldn't change anything about it. I have no regrets. I'm so happy with it. I really am. And just also a massive thank you to anyone who's texted me. You know, the support has just been overwhelming. Like, I really can't thank people enough. And to the amount of people who have just been watching from the sidelines and egging me on. And I hope I have inspired you to believe in yourself a bit more, because you are capable of doing anything. You just have to believe in yourself, and you just have to change that inner dialogue to be like, oh, I'd never be able to do that, to, oh, I could do that if I wanted to. So look, I don't know what the next goal is going to be, but for now, I just want to get back to loving the gym again, giving time back to my family and friends. And yeah, who knows, actually, maybe I might go off the drink again, because to be honest, at the moment, I felt like I wasn't missing anything when I had a few drinks the weekend. I was like, ugh, I remember this feeling. But yeah, we'll see. And when I get back from my holiday, I'm looking forward to that. But until then, I will be back with you next week.